Nema veze sa tijelom ili tjelesnim djelovanjem i posljedicama. Kada shvatim da nije tijelo i da stoga nije ni debeo ni mršav, dostiže najviši oblik duhovne spoznaje. Ako čovjek nije duhovno spoznat, tjelesno shvaćanje ga zapliče u materijalni svijet. U sadašnjem trenutku ljudsko društvo djeluje u tjelesnom shvaćanju o životu. Stoga su ljudi ovog doba u šastrama opisani kao dvipada pašu, dvonožne životinje. Nitko ne može biti sretan u civilizaciji kojom upravljaju takve životinje. Naš pokret za svjesnost Krišne pokušava uzdići palo ljudsko društvo na nivo duhovnog razumijevanja. Nije moguće da svatko odmah postane samospoznat kao Džada Barata. U Šrimad Bhagavatamu 1.2.18 je rečeno: Našta praješu badešu nityam bhagavata sevaja. Šireći bhagavata principe, možemo uzdići ljudsko društvo na nivo savršenstva. Kada čovjek nije uznemiren tjelesnim shvaćanjima života, može napredovati do predanog služenja gospodina. Našta praješu badešu nityam bhagavata sevaja, bhagavatyutama šlohe, bhaktir bhavati naištiki. Što više napredujemo u oslobađanju tjelesnog shvaćanja, više smo učvršćeni u predanom služenju, sretniji i mirniji. Šila Madhvacharya kaže da osobe sa prevelikim materijalnim sklonostima nastavljaju sa tjelesnim shvaćanjem života. Takve osobe se zanimaju za razne tjelesne simptome, dok onaj tko je oslobođen od tjelesnih shvaćanja života, živi van tijela, čak i u materijalnim uvjetima.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shivavari Paskatyadi Shatarini
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu-Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva-Bhakta-Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In today's verse, we find an essential understanding for someone who wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
U današnjem stihu mi nalazimo suštinsko razumijevanje koje je neophodno za onoga tko želi napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne.
It is the understanding that the eternal soul, which is the identity of us, which is us really, is totally different from the body.
To je shvaćanje da je naš vječni identitet, a to smo mi, da je različit u potpunosti od ovog materijalnog tijela.
Now, this is something which we have heard very, very often when visiting lectures in the temples of the of our movement.
I to je nešto što mi vrlo vrlo često čujemo kada posjećujemo hramove našeg pokreta.
And it might escape our attention just how deep this philosophical point is and what it means in our life.
I našoj pažnji može jednostavno izbjeći dubina ove filozofske poante, koliko je ona duboka i koliko je važna u našem životu.
Once we realize the point that we are actually not this material body, our life will look totally different.
Kad jednom konačno shvatimo da mi nismo ovo materijalno tijelo, naš život će izgledati potpuno drugačije.
Let us look into the life of an ordinary person today and learn some instructions from it.
Pogledajmo život obične osobe danas i naučimo nešto, neke upute iz njega.
In the morning he wakes up.
Ujutro on se budi.
He is maybe a little bit disturbed by the dreams he had in the night.
On je možda malo uznemiren snovima koje je sanjao noću.
And therefore bewildered.
I stoga je zbunjen.
Then he goes to the bathroom, cleans his body, puts some substances on it, and eats something.
Onda on odlazi u kupaonu. Opere svoje tijelo, očisti svoje tijelo, stavi na njega neke supstance i onda jede nešto.
Then he will most probably go into a car or some means of transportation, let us say the tram.
Onda će najvjerojatnije otići u auto ili neki drugi oblik prevoza, recimo tramvaj.
And he will go to the place of work or study.
I otići će na svoj posao ili na mjesto gdje uči.
Afterwards, he will meet with people. He might look at some things.
Kasnije će možda sresti neke ljude i možda će gledati neke stvari.
Eat two times.
Ješće dva puta.
Look at some other things like TV or any spectacle, and afterwards go to bed.
Gledat će televizor ili neke druge stvari, nekako spektakl, i poslije toga će ići u krevet.
In between he will go to the toilet most probably.
U međuvremenu će najvjerojatnije ići na zahod.
And have many material desires.
I imat će mnoge materijalne želje.
That's a usual day, I think, of any person of 1993.
To je uobičajeni dan svake osobe u 1993. godini.
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot six important other things.
Čekajte časak, zaboravio sam još šest drugih važnih stvari.
He will experience uncontrolled lust when he looks at the opposite sex.
On će osjećati nekontroliranu požudu kada bude gledao u suprotni spol.
Oh, and another thing, he will be envious when someone drives by his car in a bigger car.
Ili će biti zavidan kada kraj njegovog automobila neko prođe u boljem automobilu.
And sometimes, maybe not every day, but sometimes he will experience intense greed to eat more strawberries with cream or drink more Slilovic and so on.
I ponekada, možda ne baš svaki dan, ali osjećat će intenzivnu pohlepu da jede možda više jagoda sa šlagom ili da pije šljivovicu ili slično.
And at times he will be really mad.
I ponekad će biti uistinu lud.
And he will be able to become very angry sometimes.
I ponekad će se uistinu žestoko naljutiti.
These Chetniks, I could kill them all.
Ovi četnici, ja bih sve mogao poubijati.
And in this way, so we forgot these powerful drives.
I na taj način mi smo zaboravili spomenuti te moćne porive.
Which bite the conditioned soul through material existence like a little chrysal is wiped by a whip.
Chrysal?
But the children, they play with it. It goes like this.
And then it goes like this. I mi ćemo biti bičevani sa tim bičem kao što mala djeca bivaju bičeva, kao što mala djeca bičuju čigre onim svojim bičem.
Čigre, yes. This is the life of the ordinary conditioned souls. He performs this ritual which we have just heard about every day throughout the years of his existence in one body.
I to su stvari koje se zbivaju, koje čovjek doživljava svaki dan tokom čitave svoje egzistencije u materijalnom tijelu.
Now, such a life is a lie.
I takav život je međutim laž.
Because the basis of this is wrong.
Jer je njegov temelj krivi.
What if we are not the body?
Što ako mi nismo ovo tijelo?
And this life is an empty ritual.
Onda je ovaj život jednostavno prazan ritual.
Like a child offering a flame to the wind.
Kao kada dijete nudi plamen vjetru.
It has no meaning.
To nema značenja.
Because the soul inside is not really active.
Jer duša koja se nalazi u tijelu nije stvarno aktivna.
In the Vaishnava scriptures, there is, or Vaishnava poetry, there is one interesting song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, "Jeev jago, jeev jago."
U Vaishnavskoj poeziji, odnosno Vaishnavskim pismima, postoji jedna vrlo lijepa pjesma u kojoj Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže, "Jeev jago, jeev jago."
My dear living entity, how long will you sleep on the lap of illusion?
Moje drago živo biće, koliko dugo ćeš ti spavati u naručju iluzije?
With this sleep, it's not indicated that physical sleep, you know, where you have closed your eyes and start to dream.
Ovdje se ne misli na fizičko spavanje, gdje ste zatvorili vaše oči i počeli spavati, sanjati.
It's a sleep and material illusion that you have closed your eyes to the spiritual reality and dream your material life.
To je san materijalne iluzije gdje ste vi zatvorili svoje oči prema duhovnoj stvarnosti i sanjate materijalni život.
Now, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are sometimes half asleep.
Kada mi dođemo u svjesnost Krišne, mi smo ponekada na pola uspavani.
It's almost like a normal morning lecture where many devotees are, you know, sometimes like this.
To je kao uobičajena jutarnja lekcija gdje bhakte ponekad klonu i spavaju, ponekad otvore svoje oči.
Like it's a typical day of typical Bhagavatam lecture of Mahaprabhu. Since I've seen him, he is always half asleep in the lecture.
To je tipično Bhagavatam predavanje Mahaprabhu-a. Otkad ga ja znam, on uvijek pola spava, pola buden.
Only when Rohini Sudha Prabhu lectures, he is full awake.
Samo kad Rohini Sudha Prabhu daje predavanje, on je potpuno buden.
So when we are in Krishna, I'm saying these things to keep you all awake. I'm sorry to have created an offense against the Vaishnavas.
Ja sam rekao ovo da bih vas sve održao budnima. Žao mi je što sam uvrijedio Vaishnavu.
So the point here is, in the beginning of spiritual life, one has not fully realized he is not the body.
I poanta je ovdje da u početku duhovnog života osoba nije u potpunosti realizirala da nije ovo tijelo.
Therefore, one experiences material happiness and material distress.
Stoga osoba doživljava materijalnu sreću i materijalnu nesreću.
Disagreement.
Neslaganje.
Lamentation.
Jadikovku.
Illusion.
Iluziju.
And so on and so forth. Up and down.
I tako dalje, i tako dalje. Gore i dolje.
Our, the speaker here, Yara Bharat, he says, I am not affected by these things.
Naš govornik ovdje, Yara Bharat, kaže, ja nisam pogođen ovim stvarima.
Because I am transcendental.
Jer ja sam transcendentalan.
The most disturbing thing which is experienced in the bodily platform of life is Kali, quarrels between two persons or two parties.
Stvar koja najviše uznemiruje u ovom svijetu jeste Kali, što znači svađa između dvije osobe ili dvije strane.
Especially in the age of Kali, which we have now, this quarreling tendency of people who have forgotten their real, of half-asleep people, or of fully asleep people, is very disturbing.
Posebno u ovom dobu Kali u kojem mi sada živimo, ta tendencija ka svadljivosti tih poluuspavanih ili potpuno uspavanih ljudi je vrlo uznemirujuća.
A devotee in the Krishna who wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness has to keep strictly away from quarrels.
Bhakta koji želi napredovati u duhovnom životu mora se držati vrlo strogo podalje od tih svađa.
Because it can mean that one loses a lot of spiritual loses one's spiritual fundament.
Jer to može uzrokovati da osoba izgubi svoje duhovne temelje.
It can mean that one becomes totally dragged on the platform of the body and the mind.
I to može značiti da osoba bude u potpunosti povučena na nivo tijela i uma.
It's very dangerous.
To je vrlo, vrlo opasno.
I want to explain today, discuss a little bit how the age of quarrel entered the human society.
Ja bih htio danas malo prodiskutirati kako je doba svađe ušla u ovo ljudsko društvo.
I think we all can be very interested by this because we all have experienced sometimes quarreling. At least now we experience the rot or the war between the different parties who are engaged in endless fight.
I to je za sve nas zanimljivo, jer mi svi na neki način imamo to iskustvo tih svađa koje se zbivaju ponekad, i barem danas tu se odigrava ovaj rat i u kojem se vodi neprekidna borba.
It came right after Krishna left the planet.
Do toga je došlo upravo nakon što je Krishna napustio planetu.
Kali couldn't enter as long as the lotus feet of the Lord were marking the earth.
Kali nije mogao doći dok god su lotosova stopala Krishne označavala zemlju.
But then when Krishna left, he came, and the first thing is he attacked religion, the bull of Dharma.
Ali onda kada je Krishna otišao, prva stvar koju je Kali učinio je da je napao religiju, odnosno bika Dharme.
At that time, a very king, a great devotee of Krishna called Parikshit, met up with him.
U to vrijeme vedski kralj po imenu Parikshit ga je sreo.
And Kali, who appeared in the form of a blackish monster who was dressed up like a king, he was clever enough to say, I surrender 100%. No, I don't fight with you. Don't just surrender.
A Kali, koji je bio tamnoputi monstrum probučen u kralja, bio je dovoljno inteligentan da kaže, o, predajem ti se, neću se boriti sa tobom, ja ti se predajem.
Give me a place where I can live.
Daj mi mjesto gdje mogu živjeti.
You cannot kill me because I'm surrendered to you.
Ne možeš me ubiti jer ja sam ti se predao.
That was the first trick.
To bio njegov prvi trik.
He was not surrendered.
On nije bio predan.
He didn't want to follow the instructions of Parikshit Maharaj.
On nije htio slijediti instrukcije Parikshit Maharaj.
So Parikshit said, all right, you can go to four places.
I onda Parikshit rekao, u redu, ti možeš ići na četiri mjesta.
Where there is killing of animals and meat eating.
Gdje se zbiva ubijanje životinja i jedanje mesa.
You can go to every place where there is prostitution and illicit sex.
Možeš ići na bilo koje mjesto gdje se zbiva prostitucija i griješni seks.
You can go to places where there is intoxication.
Možeš ići na mjesto gdje se zbiva, odigrava intoksikacija.
And you can finally go to places where there is gambling.
I možeš otići na mjesto gdje se odigrava kockanje.
You are naive, said Kali.
Ti si naivan, rekao je Kali.
Such places do not exist in your kingdom.
Takva mjesta ne postoje jednostavno u tvom kraljevstvu.
Now that I'm surrendered, you have to give me another place.
Sada kad sam se predao, moraš mi dati neko drugo mjesto.
And he said, then Parikshit Maharaj said.
I onda je Parikshit Maharaj rekao.
Go where gold is.
Idi tamo gdje se zlata nalazi.
He was such a good character person that he would give every surrendered person shelter.
On je bio takva karakterna osoba da je bio spreman svakoj predanoj osobi dati utočište.
Now Kali took advantage. He immediately went into his crown.
I Kali je iskoristio ovu priliku i odmah je ušao u njegovu krunu.
And from there started to bewilder the intelligence of Parikshit Maharaj.
I na taj način je počeo odande zbunjivati inteligenciju Parikshit Maharaj.
Let me explain.
Hajde da vam objasnim.
One day Parikshit was hunting in the forest.
Jednog dana Parikshit je lovio u šumi.
And he met a saint. He went to the hermitage of a saint.
I otišao je u prebivalište jednog mudraca.
Who was meditating and therefore couldn't receive him.
Koji je u to vrijeme meditirao i stoga ga nije mogao primiti.
Now, he was... Parikshit Maharaj was very thirsty.
I Parikshit Maharaj je bio vrlo žedan.
He was, so to say, in an emotionally weak state.
On je bio emocionalno, mogli bismo reći, u slabom stanju.
And then the saint didn't receive him well, you know, and just, so to say, kept on meditating.
I kada ga taj mudrac nije lijepo dočekao, već je jednostavno nastavio meditirati,
uncontrollable anger, an anger which he did not know in such situations, overwhelmed him.
Nekontrolirana ljutnja, ljutnja koju on nije inače poznavao u takvim situacijama, ga jednostavno nadvladala.
And he felt offended, personally offended.
I on se osjetio osobno povrijeđen.
Ja sam king, ja sam kralj, ja sam kralj, kralj, sorry, ja sam kralj. And he doesn't even give me the little amount of recognition.
Ja sam kralj, a on mi ne daje niti najmanje poštovanja.
this Nitkov?
Oh, a Nitkov?
And with his bow, he took a snake and put it around the meditating saint. It was a dead snake.
On je uzeo mrtvu zmiju, tada svojim lukom, i smjestio je oko vrata tog mudraca.
And he left the ashram.
I napustio je ashram.
So when the son of the saint saw it, he cursed him to die within 7 days.
I kada je to sin tog mudraca vidio, on ga je prokleo da umre za 7 dana.
Now Parikshit Maharaj came back to his palace and he thought about what had happened.
I Parikshit Maharaj se vratio u svoju palaču i razmislio o onome što se dogodilo.
And he could not recognize himself in this action.
I on se nije mogao prepoznati u tom dijelu.
He could not understand why he had lost his self-control.
On nije mogao shvatiti zašto je on izgubio svoju samokontrolu.
See, he was not like one of us. He was a pure, he was really a personality.
Vidite, on nije bio jedan od nas. On je stvarno bio vrlo uzvišena osoba.
And he concluded also, it must have been the influence of Kali.
I on je zaključio također, to mora da je utjecaj Kali.
He felt so sorry, you can't believe.
On se osjećao toliko tužan, toliko mu je bilo krivo, ne možete zamisliti.
And then he heard that within 7 days he was going to die by the curse. He did nothing in the world, absolutely nothing to counteract it. He could have prayed to Krishna and asked him to protect him, but he didn't do so.
I on nije učinio, kada je čuo da će za 7 dana umrijeti, nije učinio ništa, apsolutno ništa, da bi se zaštitio, iako je mogao učiniti, mogao moliti Krišnu i on bi ga zaštitio.
He just felt so sorry that he had been overwhelmed by this quarreling tendency of Kali.
Njemu je bilo toliko krivo da je pao pod utjecaj te svadljivosti doba Kali.
This age of quarrel will always work by creating different parties.
I ovo doba Kali će uvijek djelovati na takav način da će stvarati različite strane.
Who all of a sudden become just overwhelmed by such uncontrollable anger that they lose all their human qualities.
Koje će odjednom biti nadvladane stravičnom ljutnjom, tako da će izgubiti sve ljudske odlike.
Yesterday night, Purujit Prabhu told me some experiences of this prasaram distribution in Sarajevo.
Jučer uveče mi je Purujit Prabhu ispričao neka svoja iskustva o distribuciji prasadama u Sarajevu.
It was during the war.
To je bilo tokom rata.
And he described how he would sometimes enter the, not really sure if this is right, but the courts, you know, there's a house and courtyard of different persons to give them rana sa život.
I on je pisao kako bi ulazio u različita dvorišta ljudi da da ljudima hranu za život, odnosno prasadam.
And they became so angry. You have come in my courtyard.
Oni bi postali toliko ljuti. O, ti si ušao u moje dvorište.
I will kill you.
Ubiću te.
Our philosopher Purujit had to hear such words.
Naš filozof Purujit je morao čuti takve riječi.
They were threatening to get a gun and kill him. He was just going to give them rana sa život.
I oni su se spremili da uzmu pištolj da ga ubiju, a on je jednostavno dolazio k njima da im da hranu za život.
So much, this is the influence of Kali.
To je utjecaj ovog doba Kali.
You become overwhelmed by subhuman tendencies.
Ljudi postanu preplavljeni pod ljudskim sklonostima, odnosno neljudskim sklonostima.
Just like in the houses in the age of quarrel, you find always the sign, be aware of the dog.
Upravo kao što na kućama u ovom dobu Kali uvijek nalazite znak čuvaj se psa.
Now it seems the dog is already the human master. Master the dog.
Izgleda da je već pas danas gospodar čovjeka.
There should be a sign. Dobrodošli!
Tu bi trebao biti znak dobrodošli.
But no, more quarrels everywhere, even in the family it starts.
No međutim, sve je više svađe i sve je više i više svađe, čak i u porodici ona se začinje.
So in this verse today it says this fatness, thinness, bodily and mental distress, thirst, hunger, fear, disagreement, this is quarrel, Kali, so on, are only material coverings of the spiritual soul.
I u ovom stihu danas rečeno je da gojaznost, mršavost, tjelesne i mentalne patnje, žeđ, glad, strah, neslaganje, to je Kali, i tako dalje, da su to jednostavno materijalni prekrivači duhovne duše.
And Bharata, Vyada Bharat, who is a self-realized soul, says, I am therefore not affected by it.
A Vyada Bharata, koja je samospoznata duša, kaže, ja jednostavno nisam pogođen time.
Why is your body so fat?
Ali on je prebivao jednostavno stalno na jednom mjestu, nije se uopće kretao i Prahlad Maharaj se pitao kako je postao debel.
It's just like if you find someone in the mountains near Rijeka who is obviously absorbed in spiritual meditation, and you see that he is very little fetish, you wonder, how does he eat?
To je kao kada biste našli nekoga negdje u planinama, nedaleko od rijeke, koji je potpuno absorbiran u meditaciji, i vidite ga ondje i pitate se, i vidite da je debel, i onda se pitate kako je postao debel.
So that saintly person, when he heard this question, how do you eat, how he smiled very kindly at Prahlad Maharaj.
I Prahlad Maharaj je pitao tu svetu osobu, kako si ti tako debel, kako ti jedeš? On se jednostavno nasmijao Prahlad Maharaju.
And he said, well, you have to understand, I'm not the body.
On je rekao, Prahlad Maharaju, ti moraš shvatiti, ja nisam ovo tijelo.
You must know that in the evolutionary circle, wandering up, I have somehow now received the human form of life.
Ti moraš shvatiti da sam ja u tom evolucionom krugu na neki način sada dobio ljudski oblik života.
The human form of life, he said, is a springboard from where I can either go to higher planetary systems, to other life forms, higher life forms.
Ljudski oblik života je kao odskočna daska sa koje mogu ići ili u više oblike života, više od ljudskog.
I can go to lower life forms.
Ili mogu ići u niže oblike.
Or I can take rebirth as a human being.
Ili se mogu ponovno roditi kao ljudsko biće.
Made human. I can also go from there to liberation from the cycle of birth and death.
Međutim, također odavde mogu otići, dostići oslobođenje od kruga rađanja i umiranja.
And he says, see, you have to understand one thing, my dear Prahlad Maharaj.
I on kaže ovdje, vidiš, moraš shvatiti jednu stvar ovdje, moj dragi Prahlad Maharaj.
In this human form of life, the ordinary people are crazy for sex.
U ovom ljudskom obliku života, obični ljudi su ludi za seksom.
He was just very open.
On je bio vrlo otvoren.
But this doesn't make the soul happy at all.
Ali to ne čini dušu ni najmanje sretnom.
Therefore I have stopped this long ago.
Stoga sam ja s tim prestao već vrlo davno.
He says, I have stopped taking part in material activities.
On je rekao, ja sam prestao sudjelovati u materialnim aktivnostima.
He says, the actual experience of life is should be spiritual happiness.
On je rekao, stvarno iskustvo u životu treba biti duhovna sreća.
Which can be experienced only if one stops material activities.
Koja se može doživjeti jedino ako neko prestane sa materijalnim aktivnostima.
Therefore I've gone away from materialistic society and I'm lying here in the nature.
Stoga sam ja otišao iz materialističkog društva i ovdje ležim u prirodi.
And he was giving a beautiful explanation, it's too long, about how he saw the illusory forms of material life and therefore stopped long ago taking part in the illusory materialistic civilization.
I onda je ovdje prekrasno objašnjenje kako je vidio tu iluziju materijalnog života već ranije i kako je sada prestao sa takvim životom.
He makes wonderful points. I mean, he says, for instance, there is one shloka, it says, just like a foolish deer.
I on tu predstavlja divne poante. U jednom stihu on kaže, upravo kao što budalasti jelen
gives up the well which is covered by grass,
napušta bunar koji je gives up,
yes, which is covered by grass,
napušta ovaj bunar koji je prekriven travom.
See, he's so foolish, he doesn't know that here's grass, here's water.
On ne zna da se ovdje nalazi trava i da ta trava prekriva vodu, da se zapravo, naravno, prirodno tu nalazi voda.
The ordinary person gives up Krishna consciousness.
Obična osoba napušta svjesnost Krishne,
which is covered for him,
koja je prekrivena za njega.
It runs for happiness into the desert of material life.
I juri za srećom u pustinji materijalnog života.
What happens when the deer runs out and wants to drink at the Fata Morgana?
Što se zbiva kada jelen otrči i pokušava naći vodu u Fata Morgani?
He will die in the glowing sand.
On će umrijeti u blistavom pjesku.
He said, I was once a king.
I on je rekao, ja sam jednom bio kralj.
I was a beggar.
Bio sam prosjak.
I was a dancer.
Bio sam plesač.
I have seen it all.
Sve sam vidio.
Now I want to leave the desert of material life.
Sada želim napustiti pustinju materijalnog života.
But Prahlad said, but you are so fat. But you seem to eat a lot.
Ali ti si tako debeo, rekao je Prahlad, ti izgleda da jedeš dosta.
And he said, well, people give me this.
A on je rekao, ljudi mi daju.
But I stay here, I don't make any endeavor.
Ali ja ostajem ovdje i ne činim nikakav napor.
I have adopted the life of a python who takes on whatever comes its way.
Ja sam prihvatio život pitona koji jednostavno jede što god mu se nađe na putu, što god naiđe na njega.
Sometimes a pig runs by a python and then she goes like boop and then eats it and for 2 months he has a pig inside, you know, until it digests it. Not 2 months, it maybe takes 1 week or so. 1 week.
Vidite, ponekad svinja prolazi kraj pitona i piton je jednostavno proguta i onda ostane ležati ondje i tjedan dana on ima svinju u svom trbuhu dok je ne probavi.
And then then sometimes also the python, nothing comes by for 2 months or so, then it's skinny.
I onda ponekada ništa ne prođe onuda i onda piton ništa ne jede i postane mršav.
then it just lies there. So the saintly person says, I have followed this example. I don't endeavor for anything. Whatever comes by my destiny, by my previous performed activities, let it come. You know, let me not endeavor for more than that.
I taj mudrac je rekao, ja sam naučio iz tog primjera, ja tako isto djelujem. Što god jednostavno dođe samo od sebe, ja prihvatim, ako ne dođe, opet je u redu. Na taj način ja se ne trudim da bih bilo što postigao.
It's a beautiful piece of literature. Please read it. It's Canto 7, Chapter 13. You read it in your own time. It's worthwhile for everyone who wants to understand that he is not the body.
To je prekrasna literatura. Pročitajte to. To je sedmo pjevanje, 13. poglavlje i svako može to za sebe pročitati u slobodno vrijeme. Može naučiti da nije ovo tijelo.
So, now, after having heard all of this, and after having heard an illustration, let us put a question.
Sada, pošto smo sve ovo čuli, čuli smo ove ilustracije, sada postavimo pitanje.
My intention in talking like this is to make you all aware that we still have to work at this realization.
Ono što vam ja svima želim reći ovdje je da mi svi trebamo djelovati sa tom realizacijom.
For my own personal life, I must tell you honestly, I have a theoretical understanding that I'm not the body.
Mi svi moramo još raditi na tome da bi postigli tu realizaciju. U svom osobnom životu ja moram iskreno reći da ja teoretski shvaćam da ja nisam ovo tijelo.
I was once leaving my body during an operation, and I saw actually the body lying there and being, and they just opened the belly. It was quite an experience to see that.
Jednom prilikom ja sam imao operaciju i napustio sam tom prilikom svoje tijelo. I mogao sam točno vidjeti kako su mi otvorili trbuh i to je bilo stvarno doživljaj.
And at that time I said, I knew, this person who is lying there has nothing to do with me. It's like a shirt, you know, which one enters and then goes out, nothing more.
U tom trenutku ja sam shvatio, ta osoba koja leži ovdje nema ništa sa mnom. Ona je poput košulje koju možemo skinuti i otići.
My nice smile.
Moj krasan smiješak.
Nothing to do with me.
Nema ništa sa mnom.
I could see this all.
Ja sam to sve mogao vidjeti.
Can you imagine this?
Možete li zamisliti to?
So, now I'm back in the body.
I sada sam ponovno nazad u tijelu.
And I'm putting to you a question.
I postavljam vam pitanje.
How will you realize that you are not the body? What do you do?
Kako ćete realizirati da niste ovo tijelo? Što ćete učiniti?
I want to hear from you.
Želim čuti od vas.
Mantriti Hare Krishna. So what happens to you when you do mantrati Hare Krishna?
Što se zbiva s tobom kada mantraš Hare Krishna? He's becoming Krishna conscious.
Aha. Really?
Stvarno? I believe in this process. I still didn't.
Why?
Zašto?
Vjeruješ?
Ne, zašto vjeruješ? Because he felt some little experience.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Hvala ti mnogo.
It's like this is an Bhagavatam means existential truth must be, therefore I'm putting these questions. I know that you have such realization. I mean, everyone who comes to the temple has obviously made some realization of the process.
Tu je, to je predavanje Bhagavatama i tu se esencijalne istine, existencijalne istine moraju predstaviti, diskutiraju se, i zbog toga ti ja postavljam to pitanje. Ja znam da svatko ko dođe ovdje u hram da ima neke realizacije prirodno.
So let us hear, you also should hear from Vamadaji, how do you realize that you are not the body?
Mi da čujemo još, trebali bi čuti još od neke Mataji kako ona realizira da nije ovo tijelo.
I think Govinda Nandini wants to speak.
Ja mislim da Govinda Nandini želi nešto reći.
Maybe you want to think a little bit more about the question?
Možda želiš još malo razmisliti o tom pitanju?
Anyone else?
Bilo ko drugi?
Here, yes, please. Yeah.
Ja nikad nisam bila sretna u materijalnom životu, nikad nisam bila zadovoljna sa okolnostima materijalnog života.
So you did many things to try to find happiness on the material platform, and you just felt it didn't really reach the self. Yes, that's very good.
Dakle, ti si probala na različite načine postići sreću, ali jednostavno ti si shvatila da to nekako nije dodirnulo tvoje jasno.
Good. Thank you both very much. Both of your answers were very good answers.
Mnogo, oba odgovora su bilo dobri odgovori.
First of all, if we want to make spiritual realization and understand the eternal soul,
prije svega, ako želimo napraviti duhovni napredak i želimo shvatiti vječnu dušu,
there are basically two processes which are done.
Postoje uglavnom dva procesa koja treba prihvatiti.
One is the process of negation of material life.
Jedan je proces negacije materijalnog života.
In this category all the yoga processes fall.
U tu kategoriju spadaju svi yoga procesi.
Also the process of intellectual speculation.
Također
intellectual development.
Također proces intelektualnog razvoja.
Philosophy and so on.
Filozofije i tako dalje.
And then there is the process of bhakti yoga.
I zatim tu je proces bhakti yoga,
which is an acceptance of spiritual practices.
Koje je, znači prihvaćanje duhovnih praksi.
It is not the essential point here is not negation.
Suštinska poanta ovdje nije negacija.
In the yogis who want to understand that they are eternal sometimes purposefully torture their bodies.
Jogi koji žele shvatiti da su vječni ponekad namjerno muče svoja tijela.
They sit under the glowing sun, surrounded even by a ring of fire, you know, which is nourished by cow dung.
Oni sjede pod vrelim suncem i još se okružuju sa kravljim izmetom koji gori, koji je zapaljen.
And the process there is they meditate how they are different from the body.
I njihov proces je da oni meditiraju kako su različiti od ovog tijela.
They do not allow that the discomfort touches their mind.
Oni ne dozvoljavaju da nekomfor dodirne njihov um.
And makes them think they should better stop and start family life.
I da
get
ih
get a nice house, you know, and so on.
I da ih navede da pomisle da bolje da prestanu sa svim i da započnu svoj porodični život, da si nađu kuću i tome slično.
This process of negation has also found its entrance in the Western thought stream.
Ovaj proces negacije je našao također svoje mjesto u zapadnjačkoj misli.
Many searches for truth, they, you know, give up everything and they just, you know, give away cars and stereo and so on and think by this they can obtain spiritual realization.
Mnogi tragači za istinom su napustili sve svoj dom, svoje automobile i slično i na taj način misle da mogu postići samospoznaju.
I think almost everyone who comes to Krishna consciousness has made such has gone through this.
Ja mislim da je svako ko je došao u svjesnost Krishna prošao kroz tako nešto.
Tihomir, the father of Virachanda, told me how his son, before taking Krishna consciousness, you threw out the bed, I think, and laid on the floor, isn't it?
Tihomir, otac Virachandre, mi je ispričao kako je on, prije nego što se pridružio pokretu za svjesnost Krishna, izbacio iz sobe krevet i onda spavao na podu.
And he was the information minister of Macedonia. He couldn't understand.
A on je bio ministar informacija u Makedoniji i nije nekako to mogao
shvatiti. Moj lud sin! There is a problem with this process of neti-neti.
I tu postoje jedan problem sa tim procesom neti-neti.
It is that our mind still remains attached to material things.
A taj je da naš um još uvijek ostaje vezan za materijalne stvari.
Srila Prabhupada has told a story about two brahmanas, one old and a younger, who went to a rieka.
I Srila Prabhupada je ispričao jednu priču o dvojici brahmana koji su starije, jedan mlađi i oni su otišli do rijeke. Jednom u svim okolnostima.
By doing this service we will become self-realized in relationship to Krishna.
Obavljajući tu službu mi ćemo postati samospoznati u odnosu sa Krishna.
You understand the part when it's in the machine is safe.
Može shvatiti dio kad se nalazi dio nekog stroja, kada se nalazi u stroju, onda on pravilno radi.
Now, at that, when you do service, sometimes disturbances come up.
Sada, dok ti radiš svoju službu, ponekad uznemirenja dolaze.
But again, I have to refer you back to yesterday's lecture, where Krishna Chaitra asked the question, is this a disturbance which pertains to the body? Is this a disturbance which goes for the mind?
Ali ponovno se moram osvrnuti na jučerašnje predavanje gdje je Krishna Kshetra Prabhu postavio pitanje da li je to uznemirenje koje se odnosi na tijelo ili uznemirenje koje se odnosi na um.
And when you answer these questions with yes, you know you have nothing to do with the disturbance.
I onda kada odgovoriš na to pitanje sa da, onda znaš da nemaš ništa sa tim uznemirenjem.
Philosophy can help you.
Filozofija ti može pomoći.
Take the helping hand of philosophy at the moment when you are getting disturbed.
Prihvati filozofiju u trenutku kada postaješ uznemiren.
But we all know someone who wants to act according to knowledge has to have some strength.
Ali mi znamo, netko ko želi djelovati u skladu sa znanjem mora imati nešto snage.
Like 90% of the smokers know cigarette smoke kills you.
Kao 90% pušača zna da ih cigarete ubijaju, odnosno dim cigareta.
But they don't have, do you know that the cigarette, according to a medical surgery survey, what was it? Have it in the newspaper. Just wait. Here, the World Health Organization estimates that tobacco kills at least 3 million people each year worldwide.
Međunarodna zdravstvena organizacija je utvrdila da duhan ubija najmanje 3 miliona ljudi godišnje širom svijeta.
Making it one of the greatest threats to health there is.
I na taj način to je jedna od najvećih prijetnji zdravlju.
How many people have been killed by this war in Yugoslavia now?
Koliko je ljudi ubijeno do sada u ovom ratu u Jugoslaviji?
A few hundred thousand, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, half a million?
No, less, I think. 200,000. 200,000
in 3 years.
Tu je u tri godine ubijeno oko možda najviše 300,000 ljudi.
The cigarette does 3 million in 1 year.
A cigarete ubijaju 3 miliona godišnje.
You know, you get the heart attacks and all this from the nicotine.
To su različiti srčani udari koji se dobivaju od nikotina i slično.
Why can't people give up the cigarette?
Zašto ljudi ne mogu ostaviti cigarete?
Because they have no snaga.
Jer nemaju snage.
They have no spiritual snaga.
Jer nemaju duhovne snage.
Duhovne snage. So how do you get duhovne snage when the Kali comes?
I kako dobivate duhovnu snagu kada Kali dođe?
You have to be fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Morate biti učvršćeni u svijesti.
You have to rise early, Bhakta Sasha.
Trebaš ustati rano, Bhakta Sasha.
And absorb your consciousness in the chanting somehow.
I apsorbirati na neki način svoju svjesnost u mantranju.
And hear about Krishna.
I slušati o Krishni.
So that you have Krishna in your heart.
Tako da imaš Krishnu u svom srcu.
And then, when, just like there is light, no darkness can enter. When Krishna is in the heart, Kali can't enter.
I upravo kao što ne može tama ući tamo gdje je svjetlo, tako Kali ne može ući u srce ako je Krishna ondje.
We need Krishna. We only need Krishna.
Mi trebamo Krishnu i samo trebamo Krishnu.
All you need is Krishna. Da, 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 da. All you need is Krishna. Krishna's all you need. Yeah. All we need. Yeah. So, this is really a fact. Otherwise, we have no chance against Kali.
Dakle, činjenica. Inače, nemamo šanse protiv Maje.
Kali could not enter when Krishna was on the planet.
Kali nije mogao ući, doći kada je Krishna bio na planeti.
But when he went away,
ali kada je otišao,
the chaos started.
Ne, chaos je počeo. From where Kali came?
He waited, he was in the universe.
On je bio u svemiru.
He came then.
I onda je došao.
No.
On je poznat kao Yuga Purusha. On je u stvari ekspanzija Krishne.
Yeah, and he came at the time when it was his time, so to say.
I on je došao kad je bilo pravo vrijeme.
At the beginning of Kali Yuga.
Na početku Kali Yuga.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
During chanting, he cannot completely absorb himself on the holy name, so he sometimes...
Srila Prabhupada has described that we should concentrate on the sound vibration, and then it will, after some time, as we advance more, then we will have different impressions in the mind.
Srila Prabhupada opisao da se mi trebamo koncentrirati na zvučnu vibraciju. Onda kako napredujemo, onda ćemo imati različite impresije u svom umu.
At a stage of advancement, the devotee will finally see Krishna's form.
I kada dovoljno duhovno napreduje, Krishna Bhakta će konačno vidjeti Krishnin oblik.
And Krishna's lila.
I Krishnine zabave.
But if we imagine such things, then this will never come.
Ali ako samo pokušavamo zamišljati takve stvari, onda to nikad neće doći.
These higher realizations, they are revelations.
Te više realizacije su otkrovenja.
So it's best if you just try to absorb yourself in the And if you think, if it happens that you think of the nice concert yesterday, there is no harm.
I ako se dogodi tako da misliš na lijepi koncert koji smo imali jučer, onda nije, to nije tako strašno.
It's better than if you think of your former girlfriend.
To je bolje nego da misliš na svoju bivšu djevojku.
But purposefully we should direct our mind on the sound vibration.
Ali mi trebamo namjerno usredsrediti svoj um jednostavno samo na zvučnu vibraciju.
Only that is what we must
samo
do.
Na to.
Yes, please.
It's so difficult to realize that Krishna is person.
Because we are unfortunately a little impersonal.
Zato što smo mi na nesreću pomalo impersonalni.
See, to actually identify with this with matter is a step towards impersonality.
Poistovjetiti se sa materijom je zapravo korak ka impersonalnosti.
With this body.
Sa ovim tijelom.
Therefore, it is advised to hear about Krishna, the person.
Stoga se savjetuje da slušamo o Krišni, o osobi.
And hear about his merciful qualities in relationship to his devotees.
I da slušamo o njegovim milostivim odlikama u vezi sa njegovim baktama.
You can meditate, Krishna is my friend because he gives me prasadam.
Ti možeš meditirati, Krišna je moj prijatelj jer mi daje prasadam.
Or you can hear about his activities.
Ili možeš slušati o njegovim aktivnostima.
See, if you want to develop a relationship to any person, you must know a little bit about him.
Ako želite razviti odnos sa bilo kojim osobom, onda morate znati nešto o toj osobi.
Then only the relationship can start.
Onda tek odnos može započeti.
Mhm. He's asking in the material world, huh?
Pitaš u materijalnom svijetu kako se to očituje?
In general. You can choose when you go drive on the street if you go left and right.
Kada se voziš na po ulici, ti možeš odabrati da li ćeš ići lijevo ili desno.
You know, when it's one of these streets.
Kada je jedna od ovih okolnih ulica uvijek uvjetovana zakonima materijalne prirode.
And therefore some have to follow this. One says one has no freedom.